Okay, Kuf Chaf He. Ein hat Zibur Oimim, Im Hashlech Zibur Nakti Shach. So the Zibur should not say that with the Chazen. Ella, what do you do? Shoskin Mechavnin Lamash Hashlech Zibur Oimim. You're quiet and you have Kavanah to hear what he, to listen to what he's saying. Ad Shemegil Kedush until he gets to the Kedusha. Va'az on Hatzibur Kadosh. And then the Zibur answers Kadosh with him. So we'll see what is this all about, why we're quiet for certain parts when we're answering other parts. The Mishnah Berurah starts off in Sifkat Nalafein HaTzibur. Hatam the Niskan, the reason why it was set up this way, Sheshlich Tzibur Yomrenu B'Shvil HaKahal V'yeh Shluchan, because he's saying it on their behalf, and he is our Shliach. V'Keshegam HaTzibur Oimimoso, and if the Tzibur is also saying it, Eich Yikari HaShlich Tzibur Shlucham, how could he be their Shliach if they're saying the same thing? You're my Shliach and I'm doing the exact same thing? Doesn't make sense. V'Chein similarly B'Kaddish. You shouldn't say that part. Don't say up to that part. And even if there's 10 people besides you listening to what the Shliach Tzibur is saying, nevertheless, it's still prohibited. Everybody has an obligation themselves to personally be quiet to listen. And then to answer up after him. In the Dirshu, number one, he brings an interesting question. We're only saying a chatzi posuk. If you look at number one, lechor im rakashatz omer nikadeish ad bekara zel ze viamar v'atzibur maschem mikadosh hare hatzibur omer rak chatzi posuk. You're on the same part. V'kaim alon, we hold like the Gemara says, Megillah shikol posuk shlo posuk Moshe lo paskinan. We don't stop psukim halfway through. Ubira orach hashulchan shekevin shashatz omer chelik miaposuk v'hatzibur onim miyad es hemshech aposuk. Since they're saying, he's saying part, and we're saying the rest of it. Lo nechshav
she'amr chatzi pasuk. There are so many tefillas that have pasuk.
Yeah, we do this all the time. Right. Okay. Good morning. Okay. Continuing now, we're in Sifkat Na'alfim Kuf Chafay. Umitam ze afilu im yirtze lilmod ayde hiuhur gam ki mosse misha shemaschil chazon nikadesh. So if a person just wants to learn by themselves during the Kedusha, during Kaddish, no, not allowed. Unless, right, you know, he's you know, stretching it out. Right, that's the actual part of what Kedusha is. V'hu minhag svarj amrim. Okay, the difference in the Gersas. L'umasam, right? That's part of it. That's not really part of the Ikka Kedusha. You don't have to listen to what the Chazan is saying. V'chein haminag kihayom she'omrim ze koinim ha'chazan. Right, we say it beforehand. At that point, he's you know, he's singing a long nigga, and you're allowed to think about learning at that point. Even the yimloch, the last part is not even part of the actual kedusha. Right? So therefore, at that point, you would even be allowed to think in learning if you wanted to. At that point, because that's not really the part that the Ikar Chiyav is to respond to the Kaddish. Okay, so then we saw in the Mechaber says, what are you supposed to do? You're not supposed to say it with him. You're supposed to be quiet. So now
the Mishnah Berurah. The difference between Svarad and Ashkenaz, whether the people say Lul Mosam Baruch Yomeru,
Shavachim, right, correct.
Whether people say it, in Ashkenaz, the people don't say it. In Svarad, they do say it.
Could even be within Ashkenazim, some say it as well.
Yeah.
There's different. I'm not sure if that, but certainly the text, the Nusach, is a difference between Svarad, but I'm not sure. Svarad do say it, but I think even the Ashkenazim have different
minhagim. Because even the article, but if you look at the difference between the Svarad and the Ashkenazim, the article says Kal v'chazen in the Svarad Siddur, when Svarad Siddur it just says Chazen.
Interesting. Interesting. It's an interesting point. Okay. Beis Elah Shoiskim. V'yishma kilin, some are lenient. Sheyuchel loyma leimor im hashliach tzibur. Some you could say with him. V'aminug hanochum, the correct minhug, kimo shekos v'shulchan orach. That's the way it's written. Ki imo nimshechu v'achronim. Because that's the way the achronim follow his opinion. וכן נוהג הגרוע, מכל מקום המנהג בימינו, שאומרים הקהל גם כן נקדש, right? We also say נקדש, בשבת אומרים כדבר האמור, בקומץ, okay? ויירא השליח ציבור לסיים לאומסם, וכן, וכו', I'm sorry, בדברי, קודם שיסחילו הקהל בורך וימלוך. So he should finish what the Shlatz should finish what he's saying. We'll get to see from Chacham Vad Yosef, perhaps there'll be a slight overlap of the words. V'chein kosav mogen avram b'shem ha-sefer chasidim v'roi tzeloimer shelo yimshoch ha-shlich tzibur gamkein kol kach b'amiraso l'umasam v'divrei k'dei shelo yaschir ha-kal boruch k'void v'chein yimloch kodim sh'yisayim. So he shouldn't, do it too long, so they're going to start before he finishes. V'hu ha-din L'kaddish l'baruchu. L'chol dover sh'onim achar hashatz o achar ha-mvarich. Anything you're answering after them, whether he's the shliach tzibur, whether someone else is making a bracha, lo yimshach hashatz o mvarich b'soifu. You shouldn't draw it out at the end. K'dish lo yanu hakal achar of kodim sh'yisayim v'yuzeh k'ein amin chatufa. This would be like a cutoff on amin. Sometimes people just answer amin out of habit, but if the shliach tzibur is changing up a little bit, has a little bit of a different niggun, and he hasn't yet finished, and you answer amin, well, what are you saying amin to? He hasn't concluded yet. That's like, stopping, saying, I agree, but the guy's only mid-sentence. Le'el b'simim kuf chavdalat sif ches. Okay. Ha'ma'aril k'shomer boruch v'yimloch ha'yakoreh v'zokev b'shem. He would bow down and then stand up when he got to Hashem's name. Avalo matzinu raya l'zeh. We didn't find a real source for this, proof for this. Al'kein lo nahogu chen ha'yom. We don't do that. Last one, kadosh. Ha'yochid sh'omar kadosh, kadosh, kadosh v'adayin shliach tzibur haya b'korah zel zeh. Yish'omrim de lo yotze. He'd have to answer it a second time if he jumped the gun a little bit. It's such a simple reasoning. You have to have 10 people answering at the same time. You shouldn't say it too early. You shouldn't say it too late. You should be very careful when you're saying it. You see that everyone else has started already. Take off yifsok ve'emza. You should stop and you should join that. You should join that with them. That we'll see later on, coming up in a few simonim. But when they have the kedusha to sit, when we're sitting down at the end, after like volatzion, what should you do if everyone else is kadosh, 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 and you're not? So we'll see that one should just stop where they're up to and say it with him, and then go back to whether they are. Okay, welcome back. Have a good day, everybody.